Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for our scripture readings, which remind us that we are often to think of others and not put ourselves first, and that you want us to have generous hearts that trust in you, that you will provide for us, even when we doubt and worry that we don't have enough. So through the grace of your Holy Spirit, help us to put into practice the teaching today, to be generous and to look around and see other people who may be struggling more than we are, and to be eager and ready to help them out, however you show us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So one of the immediate things I thought about with the readings tonight is that, you know, we often judge by appearances, and there's often, well, not often, it's almost always, there's more going on than meets the eye, as they say. And even in the church, we can get into a very superficial way of living and not go deep. And so, you know, we have campaigns and things, and the people who get invited to the big dinners are the ones who they know are wealthy. You know, very seldom, if you don't give a lot. When we have campaigns, actually, too, they ask for the giving list from your parish. We had to do that for the priest retirement fund so they can look at, well, here's a top donor, go after them, you know. And so we get thinking in this very worldly way, and can really turn people off because they think that, well, you're only valued and we're going to pay attention to you if you give us something that we want. And so I just thought about how, and it's not just the church, but we just can live by appearances, and we're supposed to be living by faith and allowing the Holy Spirit to take us deeper. And so often we just get into doing things mindlessly and our hearts are disengaged, and then we find ourselves kind of getting stressed out, maybe resentful or not being appreciated. And the Lord has to show us that, hey, I need to refine you and help you see that you're supposed to be looking for the fruits of the Holy Spirit in your life as you serve me, so that you know that you're actually growing in maturity and holiness as a follower of Christ. And I remember once, and this is the dangerous thing when you're in a parish for a long time, or as you get older, I guess. I'm only 52, but I don't know if I've told you this story or not, but I think it illustrates a point about how God wants to stretch us and, you know, help us to be more generous. It says in Corinthians, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And so my dad loved to teach, and he taught for a few years. He's convinced he had the most advanced, sophisticated sixth grade class in the whole world at any time in Pullman, Washington. But he's a pretty creative guy. And so he gave that up after only a few years because he became a principal to make more money. My mom took some time off, and my brother and I popped into the world to take care of us. So he became a principal and had to leave that behind. But I remember once he was invited to fill in as a catechist for CCD in our home parish. And he did this little exercise where he bought a box of cookies, but he took half of them out. He asked how many students were in the class so that only half the students would get a cookie. And he wanted to see if people would just gobble up the cookie or see that they ran out and offered to share with other people. The results were quite disappointing. I think he said nobody offered to share. So, oh, we're all cookies, sorry. Okay, they just gobbled it down. And then he did his lesson about thinking of others and, you know, kind of having a more generous heart and not just, what's all about me and my cookie? Don't touch it. So I thought that was pretty creative, but the Lord has to stretch us sometimes, you know. We don't see things the way he wants us to see them in people. And I know I had an incident happen the other night. I was running late for my class, and I hadn't eaten anything, and so I ran into a restaurant, and then asked me for my vaccination card. I completely forgot that that was the practice now. But luckily, I snapped a photo on my phone months ago, and I finally dug it up and showed it to the guy. But as I was going into the restaurant, there was an older lady just sitting out in front of it with a blanket and obviously homeless. She could have been my grandmother. I mean, she was advanced in years, as the Bible says about Anna the prophetess. And she was trying to put one of those straws in those little portable drinks, you know, and couldn't quite get it. But finally, as I walked in, she got it. And I thought, you know, I never carry cash in my wallet anymore because it got stolen a few years ago. And I actually had a lot of money in the wallet that one time. And of course, I left it on the ledge in the bank when I endorsed a check and walked back and it was gone. So I just don't carry money around very much, just a few coins in the car. And as I walked out of the restaurant, I was late for class already. The stomach was more important than being on time for the class, sorry. And she was still there, and I just thought, Lord, you know, I need to be more alert and attentive because there's several other situations like this that have happened, and I have nothing to offer the person. And I just kind of said a prayer, you know, please help her out, you know. And as I said the prayer, this Muslim woman walked up to her from the strip mall, the restaurant was in Renton, and started to talk to her, and I could tell she said, do you need something? Can I help you? And she started to walk back to her car. And I drove off, and I just thought, well, thank you, but I still need to be more sensitive and carry money or something, at least in the glove box or something, to help people, because that's happened on several occasions. So the Lord is always inviting us to go deeper and to be refining us. So this is the second point, is don't be afraid of the refiner's fire, that the Lord knows the potential we have for good and growing our hearts. And sometimes he stretches us, and that's what he did with this widow of Zarephath with Elijah. You know, here Elijah comes along, and the widows already were in a bad shape because people didn't take care of them in the biblical times. They were really, and it's hard even now, I think, you know, often. But they, especially widows of the women, they really had a hard time getting by and just being a part of a society. And here she just puts him first. Who are you, Elijah, to tell me to make some bread for you? But she does that, and it's just amazing the generosity sometimes of people who have the least. They're the most generous and kind sometimes. But sometimes the Lord has to refine us, and so, you know, we're doing things that he doesn't want us to do, and he's inviting us to let go of that. And there's a pain when we have to let go of a relationship maybe, or a job or something we enjoy, so we can do something better for him. He's trying to refine us, like, you only have a limited amount of resources, and I want you to serve me. So as we pray, he will often have us drop things, some things that we like, some things maybe that we don't like. But we're always under this process of the refiner's fire as he's purifying our hearts and stretching them to be more generous. And we have to remember, if it's something painful that we have to let go of, that it's for a greater good. You know, it's not a bad kind of pain. It's to lead us to a better place where we can do more for God, and whatever it was might have been a distraction or something. And it's not just physical things or labor or classes and things like that or duties, but even ways of thinking. Sometimes we don't put on the mind of Christ and we think very negatively about people. And the Lord's like, hey, you need a mind adjustment with that person. You're not seeing them the way I see them. And it's kind of a pain of having to acknowledge that. But again, it's a good kind of pain because it's going to lead us to be more loving and charitable, which may lead to an action of actually helping the person. But this can block us. Our ideologies, when we demonize people or put them in different categories, we don't respond to them the way God wants us to. And I think we all have to work on that and ask the Holy Spirit to refine us, because he's wanting to prepare us for something new and great. And we had our little mass today in Thanksgiving for WWCCR, and that was kind of my message. I think God is purifying us and preparing us for a new springtime for the gospel. And usually the movement of God comes in the midst of great confusion and tribulation, because it just gives him more glory. When a lot of people are panicked and fearful and off track, the people of God rise up and shine light and say, this way, this is the way to peace and justice and truth and righteousness. Whatever is true, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is just, think of these things, brothers, Philippians 4. So I think God is preparing a great move right now. But in order to get there, for us to have clarity of mind and heart, he has to purify us from things that are not of him. And there's a pain in that, but it's not a bad kind of pain, so we have to remember that. And the last thing, too, is one of the greatest things we can do to serve God and not be superficial, share your testimony. Don't be intimidated. You know, the Bible study last week had Peter, after he, in Acts chapter 3, when the beggar was healed at the gate, the beautiful gate, he was so bold, and so, you know, people were commenting, that just intimidates me, I can't do that, like Peter did it. He said, no, don't say that, you know. Say, God, if I have an insufficiency, help me. But we all have a testimony, we can all speak about the goodness of God. We all know that goodness, don't we? Hasn't God done some good things for you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen. And it's kind of like riding a bike. You know, when you first start to share, it might be awkward. But you just pray to the Holy Spirit always before you share. And Lord, are you inviting me to share with this person? What can I do to give you glory and let this person know you love them? So many people feel lonely, isolated. And we have to be the presence of Christ. In St. Teresa's prayer, Christ has no hands now but yours, and no feet but yours, and no mouth but yours. That part kind of scares me. That needs to be refined a lot. But we share our testimony and keep it simple and relational. It's about loving God and loving people. You don't have to have a sophisticated theological language. That usually interferes with things. Keep it relational and simple. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And one more important thing in sharing your testimony, don't be bound by past sins and mistakes. We all have a paper trail. We're all sinners. But God is doing something wonderful in our lives. And he wants us to be confident and not bound by a spirit of fear. And sharing your testimony, it just makes you feel good, because I was designed to give glory to God like Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And it just, that's what we were designed to do. I'm the creature, you're the creator. I honor that, I reverence that relationship. So let's put out into the deep by living by faith and not by appearances, looking for those fruits of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5, peace, love, joy, kindness, gentleness, humility, self-control. Don't be afraid of the refiner's fire. It's a good kind of heat. It's the kind of heat that burns away what's not of God and brings forward what is of God. And then share your testimony, keep it simple and relational, and give glory to God, and don't be afraid of your past sins and mistakes. The past is the past. If anyone's in Christ, they are a new creation. Amen.